Jack Robinson joins us. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. He joins us on Fridays to talk business. First off, I got to ask you, what's going to happen to the Ice Blocks development project in Midtown Sacramento in the wake of last weekend's devastating fire at the building on 16th and R Streets?
Too soon to say, I think, but there's no question this is a terrible blow for developer Mike Heller. Same for Mark Friedman and Kevin Nagel, who were backing the project. They had started to renovate the old Crystal Ice plant and as sort of the centerpiece of this mixed-use development. The plan was to turn it into shops and homes and offices, and property brokers were already starting to line up tenants.
Well, what comes next? Is this project even going to move forward?
Well, obviously, a lot depends on how well insured the project was, which is something we don't know. But apart from the money, the problem is that the fire last week gutted the historic building that's at the core of the whole design. So if they're going to proceed, it will have to be with a project that has, you know, some of the spirit of the old structure, but not much else. It's a little bit like trying to build Ghirardelli Square from scratch. You know, without the old historic bones, it won't have the same feel.
We used to have quite a few call centers in the Sacramento area. Then the recession happened and a lot of those businesses folded. But this week we learned that a company based in Ireland is planning to open a call center in Folsom. It would hire 750 people. That's got to be good news for the local economy.
Yeah, definitely. The company is called VoxPro, and it provides customer support, tech support, that sort of thing for companies like Google. It will be filling a building that Verizon once used as a call center a couple of years ago. And it's a good reminder that, you know, these kinds of businesses can come and go, and depending on all sorts of things that we can't control. But this company's CEO says it's committed to Folsom. It plans to invest in a high-quality workforce. It's worth noting there's something a little ironic about an Irish company, Ireland being a place where a lot of outsourcing goes, establishing a call center in the United States. But it's a very complicated business.
Wanted to get an update from you on a company out of Davis that we've talked about before, Marrone Bio Innovations. They've had some accounting problems recently. What's the latest?
This is the company that went public in 2013 and has produced some remarkable products, basically biopesticides that are toxic only for the species they target. But it's had a very tough time since last year when the company found out that some employees had apparently improperly counted some revenues. So this week, the news is the company filed earnings statements for the first time since a year ago and restated its prior results. So I'm sure the company hopes to put those doubts behind it. But, you know, even without those issues, the company is losing a lot of money every quarter. And it's got, you know, issues being a public company. That makes it a target for shareholder lawsuits and so forth. So I'm afraid the company isn't quite out of the woods yet.
Let's talk food. We've seen a lot of old school breakfast chain restaurants pull back in recent years, like Denny's and IHOP. But there's this new one, at least it's new to me. I've never heard of it before. It's called Famous Toastery. Apparently, they're looking at opening 10 locations in the Sacramento area.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it before either. It's a chain based in North Carolina. And despite the name, it isn't all about toast. This is not artisanal toast we're talking here. The restaurants are described as sort of a more upscale version of Denny's, serving breakfast and lunch and all of those breakfast dishes all day long. So that's sort of their special sauce. We'll have to see if this pans out. A lot of chains tell us they have big plans to move in, and we never hear from them again. But this does sound like a concept that could work. We know from what McDonald's is doing with Egg McMuffins that breakfast is pretty popular all day long.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.